Same here. Well, you know, this is amazing because you only need the smallest amount of ricin, just a few grains like salt, just a few grains to kill somebody. How frightening is this and what is the reality?
Well, it's a very real threat. You know, ever since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, we've been worried that the really devastating possibility exists that these terrorists, these suicide bombers, would acquire weapons of mass destruction, nuclear, chemical, or biological, so that even the 3,000 deaths of 9/11 would be eclipsed by tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands dead in a terrorist attack. We know from captured documents after we overthrew the Taliban in Afghanistan that al-Qaeda has had this as a priority. So it's not new in a sense, but it's new in that this is a current, ongoing operation by al-Qaeda in Yemen, apparently. And it should underline for all Americans that the war on terror is a long way from over, and if it continues, could escalate with devastating consequences for innocent civilians here or wherever the terrorist attack.
And what's so astounding about this is you need such a little amount, and look what they already did in Yemen. They were able to send remember those printer cartridge bombs on cargo airplanes that were basically flying into our country?
Well, it's not only the deaths that could be caused by the use of biological or chemical weapons, it's the psychological effect of such an attack. You think back to the 1990s and the attack in Tokyo by a terrorist group there with sarin gas in a city that nearly everybody commutes on the subway or on train. What an enormous impact that had. So as al-Qaeda or other terrorists or rogue states who support the terrorists develop these kinds of capabilities, we need to worry about it. Nuclear weapons, obviously the worst, but it's one reason that they call biological and chemical weapons the poor man's nuclear weapon. It's less expensive, obviously, and at least in small amounts, very lethal.
We were just